I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, May 16th. Anyone who's self-conscious about their weight might not want to visit Jupiter. Surface gravity on the solar system's largest planet is more than twice as strong as Earth's. So a person who weighs 150 pounds on Earth would weigh about 380 pounds on Jupiter. Jupiter doesn't actually have a surface for you to stand on. The planet is a big ball of gas, with nothing solid until you drop tens of thousands of miles below its cloud tops. For comparison purposes, though, scientists have come up with a definition for the surface of Jupiter and the solar system's other giant planets. It's the depth in the atmosphere where the pressure is equal to the surface pressure on Earth. That's far below the tops of Jupiter's highest clouds, but there are zones in the atmosphere where the clouds aren't nearly as high, so the surface isn't necessarily below them. All of this means that no one will ever walk on Jupiter. It might still be possible to visit the planet, though. Visitors could float through the sky in balloons or blimps or cruise in specially designed aircraft. But the seats would need to be well padded to handle the passengers' extra weight on the solar system's largest planet. Jupiter is just climbing into view in the eastern dawn sky. It looks like a bright star, but it's so low that you need a clear horizon to spot it. It's easier to pick out tomorrow because it's a whisker away from the crescent moon. Stardate is made possible in part by the support of our much-appreciated listeners. You can find out more at stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.